Majesty, the Ambassador of France would like to see you.
Tell her to open her eyes, then.
Open your eyes.
Tout à l'heure.
What do you want?
I bring word from France.
It's okay, we already have words here.
French words are better.
Why do you say that?
They have a certain je ne sais quoi.
What does that mean?
I don't know what.
Then speak English like normal people.
Your Majesty, Miss Margaret Finnegar has come for a knighthood.
I haven't seen it.
Excuse me?
Where did she leave it?
No, she's come for a new one.
But you'd better look after it more than the last one.
Your Majesty?
Neil. No, it's Margaret.
Miss Margaret Finnegar, I dub you Dame Margaret Finnegar for your services to the British Capital Punishment System. Whoops, my bad.
The explorer Sir William Sputnik has returned from his travels to see you, ma'am. I bring you a kiss from the Orient, Your Majesty.
What was that?
A Chinese burn, ma'am.
Is that the best gift you have?
I bring something better than gifts.
Really?
A slideshow. Look. That's me in India, looking to the left. And that's me looking right. And again. And looking down. And looking left again.
Kill him! Kill him now!
Your Majesty, the Royal Painter has arrived.
Ah, yes. Magnolia in this room and Duck Egg Blue in the study.
No, I've come to paint you.
Oh, Magnolia to the shins then and Duck Egg Blue for the wrist.
No, I was going to paint your portrait.
But I already have one.
Where?
There, on the side of my face.
So you have. But it's not a very good likeness. Let me do a new one. There you go.
What is it?
Try relaxing your eyes.
Yes, it's a load of wavy lines.
Yes, I was taught by Rembrandt, you know.
Really?
Yes, he was teaching rural science at the time.
Shall we try again?
Okay, I'll splash out and do this one in felt tip.
Oh, great, I've been looking for one of these everywhere.
Stop doing that, you filthy man!
Oh, sorry, Mum. I thought you were a stamp.
I finished my picture.
What is it?
It's Magnolia at the top, then Duck Egg Blue for the rest.
God, hang it in the courtyard for everyone to see.
I'm glad you like it.
Not the painting, you.
The Poet Laureate to see you, ma'am.
I've written 3 poems for you today, Your Majesty.
They'd better not be limericks again.
Well, remember when you told me if I didn't write better poems, I'd be hung?
Yes.
I've changed my mind. I'll take the gallows.
What about the epic poem you promised to write?
It still needs some work.
Is it a bit short?
Well, I have a haiku and a lengthy excuse.
Are you saying you've wasted the last 4 years?
Wasted's a strong word, but surprisingly accurate.
Well, there's nothing else for it. Get into the guillotine.
No, please. After you.
Oh, thank you. Do you have any last words, poet?
Not if they have to rhyme.
Would you do the honors?
My pleasure. Phew, got out of that one.
We are well equipped in the sports department. We're the only school in a 25-mile radius that has an indoor swimming pool.
Yes, I was very impressed by that. I was quite the athlete when I was young.
Really? Well, let's hope it runs in the blood, yes?
Oh, I do hope so.
Please take a seat.
Thank you.
Now, you know our standards precede us.
Yes, I do.
And I won't lie to you. This isn't the easiest school to get into, you know.
Yes, I know. But it's so lovely, and I know your teaching standards are top-notch.
Quite.
I'd give anything for my child to come here. Anything. Literally anything. I could donate a large sum of money if that would help, if you know what I mean. A large sum of money.
That's quite all right. The school is fully funded. There are no need for donations.
It's just good schools can be so hard to find.
I know. But we like to take each child on their own merits.
Oh, right.
What is your child's name?
Timmy. I like the name Timmy.
Well, we'll call him Timothy. I'm not one for abbreviated names.
Yes, of course.
And how old is Timothy?
How old do you have to be to come here?
The children start when they are 5 years old.
Oh, he'll be 5 then.
When exactly will your child be 5?
Oh, in 5 years.
What?
Well, 5 years plus 9 months.
Are you saying that the child isn't even conceived?
Well, give me a chance. I've not even got a boyfriend yet.
Oh, how
bad, not bad at all. How have you been?
Oh, much better now, thank you. Still a little, forgetful. Yes, a little,
forgetful.
You too?
I don't recall.
Oh, I keep going into rooms and forgetting why I went in there.
Oh, that's nothing. My
husband?
Yes, my husband. That's what my husband calls an ekamai.
Why's that?
Because every time he goes into a room, he goes, why the ekamai here?
Oh, I forgot I could walk on my hind legs the other day.
Really?
Really?
Oh, still, I wouldn't worry. I forgot houses were flammable.
Really?
Yeah, they go out quite easily, actually.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Oh, it was. 14 people died.
Well, it's not as bad as me. I went to do a number two the other day.
And you forgot where the loo was?
No, I found the loo.
Oh, yes.
So I forgot to take my trousers off. Full up they were.
Did you clear it up?
Well, I was going to.
Oh, dear. Still, it's not as bad as me.
No?
I was driving to Al Brian's place the other day. I was on the motorway, in the Fiat. We must have been doing 60 mile an hour.
Yes, dear.
And I forgot how to drive.
Oh, dear.
We ploughed across three lanes of traffic I forgot what I was saying.
Who are you?
Where am I?
Are these my hands?
No!
Are you okay, Ada?
I've forgotten how to stand up.
Welcome to the Opin News, today's top headlines and what you think about them, with your host, Janet Salt. You like her.
Hello. Today's headlines and your opinions. Chaos on the stock market and the biggest crash in 28 years. You're not bothered. Civil war breaks out in Hungary. You're not concerned. And a famous sportsman has died. You've never heard of him. Now over to Daniel Gash for the weather.
It's raining everywhere, but you're off on holiday tomorrow, so you couldn't care less.
Now I'm here with the disgraced politician Peter Soufflé. You don't like him. Peter, explain yourself.
I didn't do it. You think I'm lying.
Thank you, Peter. I hate him too. You're not bothered. News just in, let's go over to an outside broadcast for a breaking story.
I'm here in Spain where something absolutely terrible has happened. You are concerned, but it's in the south of Spain, miles away from where you're staying, so it's not likely to affect you, so you're not bothered again. Janet, back to you.
Thank you, Justin. You fancy me.
No, Janet, no, I don't.
Now over to Imelda Nackerhofer for a word about the upcoming election.
Hello. As you all know, there is an election next week. There are many parties and many people to choose from, but you hate them all and think they're all lying, cheating pigs, so have decided to swan off to Spain for a fortnight so you won't even have to read about how the wrong person has got in because they have won by a majority of three fucking ballots, which is something you could have helped to prevent if you got off your stupid fat and fucking voted for a change. Instead of shirking your responsibility and jumping ship any time, you are asked to pin your colours to the mast. Scum cunt! You don't care.
That is all we have time for today. You stopped listening 2 minutes ago. We'll be back tomorrow. You won't be watching. This has been the Opin News, the only place for today's headlines and your point of view. You're still not bothered.
I've tried most of the washing powders in the supermarket, but for some reason they all make my skin itch.
Have you tried new Maldo?
Maldo?
It's the mildest washing powder on the market.
Really?
Yes, really. We wash one shirt in plain water and the other in new Maldo washing powder. And look, there's no discernible difference.
But how do you do it?
Maldo has no additives and no ingredients, so it's like you hadn't put anything in the wash at all.
And there is no unpleasant itching.
New Maldo, the mildest washing powder on the market. Now available in two fragrances, evaporated water and steam.
Thank you. and nicotine chews. Now the band is in action. I sing the no smoking blues. The idea of quitting is no more than a joke. Cause all that I earn goes up in smoke.
Yes, Mom, how may I be of assistance?
Oh, yes, Bonkings. I thought you might like to know. You're a c**t!
Mom?
You're a c**t, Bonkings. We've decided.
Why so, Mom?
Because we all agree. In fact, we all took a vote on it, didn't we?
And the ruling was in favour of me...
being a c**t, yes! A round of drinks, please, Bonkings.
What?
Another round of drinks, c**ty?
No.
No?
You can get your own damn drinks, you smug, sanctimonious, self-righteous little twat.
What's brought this on?
I hasten to remind you, you cannot even fasten your girdle unaided.
I didn't mean any offence.
Tell me, how can I take anything other than offence from your statement, seeing as it comes from a person so familiar with the current standards of c**tishness, or with being the biggest one I know? So no. No, I will not get another round of drinks, as the only round I think I could serve satisfactorily would be from a machine gun.
Gee, what's up with him?
Just can't get the stuff these days.
You are there.
I told you he was a c**t.
Guess what?
What?
My Hugh said he wants to try a menage a trois.
What? No.
Really?
Yeah, he asked yesterday.
God, no.
What did you say?
I said I'd think about it.
Really? Are you going to do it?
I don't know. It would feel a bit strange doing it with your husband.
Have you done it before?
No, have you?
No, of course not. I've tried a menage a trois.
No.
Really?
It's always the quiet ones.
Who are you with?
My boyfriend.
And who else?
Dunno. I think his dad was there.
His dad?
Christ, you're a dark horse.
What was it like?
It was okay. Nothing special. Just like peas in a pod, really. Wait. Ménage à trois?
Mange two?
Yeah, you're going to sponsor us, sir.
Oh, hello, girls. It's nice to see you're trying to do something good for a change. What exactly are you doing?
I'm doing a sponsored smokeathon.
Really?
I'm going to chain smoke for 48 hours.
How is that different from normal?
I am doing a sponsored say everything in a shit day.
Can you do that now?
I am doing a sponsored vodka chug.
That's shit.
Don't kids do 24-hour silences or famines or something anymore?
No.
I'm doing a sponsored 24-hour noise.
Noise? What noise?
I'm doing a sponsored homophobic attack.
Really?
Yeah, queer.
Oh, well, I'll put down £5 each. As much as I don't like your methods, it's good to see you doing something for charity.
Charity?
What are you talking about, charity?
Well, the money is for charity, isn't it?
What? No.
Charity!
What?
What do you want to do with all our monies, bitch?
What are you talking about? I don't want your monies. Sir says you're going to take all our sponsor money. You don't know what he's talking about. Tell him shut up.
Shut up?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
Shut up. I don't want your damn money.
Charity doesn't want our money, so can we have a £5, please, sir?
But...
Come on.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you are.
Cheers, Poofda.
That's shit.
Thank you. these headphones here the other day, and I got it home and found it was broken. See?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to check it out?
No, it's broken.
Will you replace it, then?
I could. I mean, I really could.
But?
But they'd be broken, too.
Why is that?
We only sell them broken.
But why?
Well, it saves you breaking them.
What if I don't want to break it?
Well, you don't have to.
Why would anyone want a broken pair of headphones?
I don't know, but most of them end up like that eventually.
Well, isn't that down to poor production?
Not on this one.
No?
That's how they make them.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do I get if I spend a bit more money?
Well, then you get these.
Do those ones work?
No.
Then why are they better than these ones?
They're a high quality.
How can you tell when neither of them work?
Well, they cost more.
Oh, this is outrageous. Does anything you sell work?
Yeah, definitely.
What exactly?
Tell a lie.
I'd like a refund then, please.
Okay. Oh, sorry, our system's down. This one? What do you think?
The colour's nice. But I know so little about cars, you know me.
Yeah. You and me both. Let's ask. Excuse me, miss. Can you help me?
Well, I can try.
Can you tell me and my wife about this car?
We know nothing about cars.
Oh, right. Well, this is a blue car. It's got four wheels. Yes, there are two on this side. And there should be two on the other side. Yeah, there are two more on the other side as well.
Is it petrol or diesel?
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's not a Fiat though, is it?
No, I don't think so. It says Peugeot on the back.
Oh, we've been recommended a Fiat, haven't we, dear?
Yeah, Fiat.
Oh, right.
Could you show us a Fiat, please?
This one's a Fiat, I think.
That looks great.
Yeah, that does look lovely.
May we take it for a test drive?
Oh, well, I don't have the keys.
Well, run along and get them. We'd like to try this car out.
We'll happily leave our credit cards as security.
Well, no, I can't just go and get them.
Why the hell not? What sort of service is this? This is an outrage. I've got a good mind to speak to your manager and get you fired. We just want to test drive a car before we buy the bloody thing. I think that's a reasonable enough request considering the amount of money we're going to spend.
Okay, I see what you've done. I don't work here.
Do you not?
No. And this isn't a used car lot.
No?
No, it's a car park.
Oh. Oh, I do feel silly.
Really nice. Getting a real prawn cocktail is more and more difficult these days.
Yeah, you're telling me it's nearly like 10 prawns covered with enough seafood sauce to feed the 5,000.
Yeah, and they've clearly made the sauce themselves rather than that pre-prepared stuff you get in so many places.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. This place came very highly...
Excuse me, sir!
Hey, what are you doing?
We were enjoying that.
I know, but it's damp your main course, sir. And madame. Bon appetit.
I haven't finished mine.
Nor had I.
Oh, I guess they must be busy tonight.
A bit too busy, if you ask me. Anyway, this looks nice.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, that is nice.
God, that meat's so tender.
My God, they must have sold their souls to the devil to cook this well.
Are you going to eat all yours?
You bet I am.
Oh, because if you weren't, I was going to say I'd have it.
No way, you'd have to fight me to the death before you get any of this.
Excuse me, sir!
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting the table ready for your dessert.
But we haven't finished our main course yet.
We didn't even finish the starter.
Oh, we don't wait for people to finish here. It is the house policy.
What do you mean, house policy?
It is what we do here.
But why?
Because leaving things unfinished makes them very popular.
Like what, for example?
The Venus de Milo.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just one thing. You can't base a business on that.
Okay, what about the great unfinished works of Beethoven? Or Charles Dickens? Or Dan Brown?
Dan Brown's books aren't unfinished.
Really? They feel like they could do with a second draft to me.
This is ridiculous.
Is it, though? Look at this place. It's packed, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
And how was your food?
Well, delicious, actually.
Left you hungry for more?
Quite literally, yes.
So you'll have to come back and buy another meal, won't you?
Okay, I see now. I see. That's your plan, is it?
People love things when they're left unfinished.
Well, then...
This podcast has starred Rebecca Ralph, Jenny Walters, Alexandra Bond and Lawrence Robinson. Recorded on location with thanks to Kate Vineyard. The script was written by Scott Kingsnorth. The music was composed and performed by Ed Field with lyrics by Scott Kingsnorth with editing by Lawrence Robinson. This podcast was produced and directed by Scott Kingsnorth and Samuel Marlowe. If you've liked what you've heard, why not find the Kingsnorth Lobotomy on Facebook? They're nice.